Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com, streaming worldwide on the WRMJ app. We bring in Brad Dixon, of course, local kid, grew up in New Boston, graduated from Westmore High School, and now, I can't believe it, he's telling me off the air, 17 years as head coach at Camp Point Central. I was going to say it seems like maybe 3 years, but he's been there now 17 years, but he's got a rolling, man, a state championship game appearance last year, and Camp Point Central follows that up with a 9-0 regular season, and they're the one seed in the south half of the 1A bracket. And I'm assuming that, you know, you're of the mindset now with that program that we just reload every year and our expectations need to be where they're at, and that is they're pretty high every year. So apparently the kids, the community, the administration, the board, and the football coaching staff have all bought in.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very fortunate. I mean, it starts with having two of my coaches been with me pretty much from the start. And so we've been together that long. And anytime you can get together and you know, screw up a bunch of stuff together when you're kind of growing up in the football. I mean, we all got started here. We're in our early 20s, you know, so we made a lot of mistakes and learned a lot over time and developed a lot of answers to different things and changed the way we did certain things and adjusted and you know, so we've been able to learn a lot that way. And then obviously you get a couple good classes that come through early on and kind of sets the tone for everybody else. And the young kids get excited to play. I mean, we had, I think 21 eighth graders out for football this year and 18 wow. or 19 seventh graders. So, you know, to have those numbers and you know, so we're usually between 50 and 60 in terms of numbers at the 1A level. And anytime you can have that, obviously football is a numbers game. And you know, so you lose seniors. I mean, this year we're going to lose 12, and we'll have about 12 next year. And the expectation will be that, you know, we get guys to step up and fill those spots.
Well, it's interesting how you describe your professional journey, and you can call it learning, and you can call it professional development. But I think that the most important thing for me in what you say is, you have to look in the mirror at one point in your life and say, you know, maybe I'm not doing this the right way. And it's hard for many of us to say we do need to change some things in our life and whatever that means, whether that means coaching style, coaching philosophy or whatever. But when you realize you can accept that, I mean, this is like a testimonial from you. I mean, really positive and great things can happen. And you can also kind of phrase that as it's the school of hard knocks sometimes too. But there are these kind of watershed moments in one's career. And I guess you had that and learned from it at a young age coaching.
Yeah. I mean, I was fortunate, obviously to have a successful high school career. I mean, we were 8-1 and unfortunately lost in the first round of the playoffs, but you got Alito right there. That was really good. And then, went to Westwood and went to Western for a little bit and then Westwood, and we were able to sneak some wins out there and with Fred Lucas. And so he was a great head coach, and then came down here to Camp Point and Bill Reed was from the Carthage, kind of dynasty. His boys went through there when they were winning state championships. And so when I took over in 2011, we had a lot of success right off the bat. We went 3-9-0 seasons. And then in 2015, we snuck in the playoffs at 5-5 and finished 5-5 and had a couple of years where we were in that 7-2 range, which, you know, is fine, but it really wasn't what we wanted. And so we made some adjustments to how we handled practice, started taking the pads off a little bit, started focusing more on speed, started focusing a lot on keeping our kids healthy as opposed to, you know, beating them into the ground and like the way that maybe we were coached or things like that. You know, we've been able to, you know, knock on wood, be very healthy at the 1A level because we limit to some of the times that the kids are hitting each other and things, so we can have them on Friday night. You know, we're fortunate enough to have an athletic PE where I think we in our school of 230, we've got 144 high school kids that train 5 days a week, and I get to run that. So we've been able to do that. And then we've done the less is more approach in the summer. So instead of bringing the kids in all the time and doing football summer long, we usually only use somewhere between 8 to 10 to 11 contact days. for football, and keeps our kids excited, keeps them hungry. I think it's the reason our numbers stay pretty high, because we're really not burying those kids all the time. And so it's hard, because, you know, no one wants to do less, because if you do less and you start losing, then everyone says, well, you're not working hard enough. But so you gotta be able to kind of have a little sense of pride there to say, you know, this is what I think's best. And that's what we were able to do. And fortunately it's paid off for us.
Well, and then I think that approach seems to be working very well in your school, because your small, I don't know what your official enrollment is down there. Is it less than 300? What is your enrollment?
I think 239.5.
Oh, so yeah. And you seem to have success across the board in virtually all the sports. So that means the equation is working in terms of, this is how we need to handle these kids to make sure we can get full utilization out of them for all things. Because the success has been across the board, not just football.
Yeah, I mean, last year we went to state in football, basketball, I think sectional championship game, lost to a really good Illini Bluffs team, and track, we won our first boys sectional in track. Baseball, I think, played for the regional championship. So all of us coaches work really well together. Of course, I coach track as well. And then our baseball coach and basketball coach. So we work really good. Obviously, girls basketball program has been very, very good. Girls softball program has been really good. So our kids have the choice between regular PE and athletic PE, and 144 are pretty much, 90%+ of our athletes choose to be in that class. And obviously, the consistency that allows for, I tell our kids, if you figure in Christmas break and a couple weeks off here in the summer and there, and that the kids are training about 47 weeks out of the year, when they come into our summer workouts. So you do that over 4 years, you're stacking a lot of days together. And like I said, our kids have really bought in, and we don't have to demand that they show up. They understand the importance of it. We train on game days, and it's just part of the culture. And it's just what we do. We're fortunate to have kids that want to do it. They want to get better. And they put the work in.
All right. So just as far as the 2023 postseason, where Camp Point's at in nature of the state, I mean, when you look at like week 7, week 8, week 9, you start thinking, well, here's the playoffs. We're going to be North bracket, South bracket. I mean, you kind of feel that, you're a South half bracket team and not a North bracket, or do you think, it's going to be borderline where we could go north or we could go south?
Usually it's worked out where we've been south. I think there's been a couple years where it's maybe came down to us and a Salt Fork team, and they're just a little bit further north than us. But we've generally been in the south. When I was still playing at Westmer, when we played against Rova in 2001, Central Camp Point's only other playoff was up at Sherrard. But I think that was 1-32, I believe. Camp Point went up and played Sherrard and took one on the chin in the fall of 2001 up there. But we've been in the South, I think, every time that I've been here. Last year we stayed away from our conference for the most part, except for the quarterfinals. We played Greenfield and we hadn't played them regular season. So that's always nice when you can get outside of your own league and see how you stack up with other teams in the state. We're going to play a Red Hill team that we've never played. They're from 4.5 hours away, and they've got to make the long trip here, but we get to put our brand of football out there and see how it compares to some people from another part of the state.
All right. Well, it'll be great following you again here in 2023, as Coach Brad Dixon, a Westmer grad, and has a great thing going at Camp Point Central, home of the Panthers, an undefeated regular season after an appearance in the state title game last year. Coach, good luck to you in the postseason, and thanks for joining us. We're always rooting for you in the Mercer County area.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And you're listening to WRMJ.